This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We tend to focus on the hardship of people losing their jobs during this now year-long pandemic, which I think is appropriate. But for a moment now, let's spare a thought for the hardworking people who process unemployment benefits. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
The week before the pandemic hit, there were just 634 initial claims for unemployment benefits in the whole state of Maine.
The week the pandemic hit, we had 21,000. The following week, there were over 30,000 initial claims.
Laura Fortman is the commissioner of labor in Maine, a job she also held during the Great Recession.
And I thought that that was the worst thing we would ever go through, and there was absolutely no comparison.
When the pandemic started, Fortman says there were only 13 people on staff taking unemployment calls.
We did everything that we could to quickly shift staff within our department.
They brought in staff from other departments, too, and hired a call center. Within a few weeks, about 100 people were on the job.
But again, these were not folks who had any unemployment insurance experience.
And the claims just kept coming.
It's tough, right? It's stressful. Every day is a fire, right? You're trying to put out a million fires.
Phil Spessart is the acting unemployment insurance director in Colorado. He says even now, a year into the pandemic, it hasn't gotten much easier.
Every day, it's answering questions or trying to answer questions from a huge number of individuals trying to get in to get assistance and not always being able to provide them with good news.
Lately, there's actually been a lot of bad news. More than 230,000 people in Colorado had their unemployment benefits lapse in December. Because, Spessart says, Congress and former President Trump waited until the last minute to extend them. And then they tweaked some of the rules.
So now you have to go in and adjust all that programming, make sure it's running appropriately before you can release it for individuals to start receiving benefits. Those all take time.
In Colorado, some people whose benefits lapsed in December still aren't getting anything, even though they're eligible.
And so those individuals, understandably, right now are very frustrated, very, very frustrated.
And Spessart is concerned that all of this might happen again in a few weeks because those benefits Congress extended in December are set to expire in mid-March. Laura Fortman in Maine is hoping Congress passes something soon.
I'm looking at a calendar here, and I'd say the end of the month would be a really good date to have any new extensions in place.
To give states enough time to keep benefits flowing. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.